let's see our parasha. Parasha Shoftim Abyssal. Beginning of the parasha is the mitzvah of Minui Dayonim and Minui Shoitrim to be achroi on the keeping of Mishpat Tzedek, Dinemomenes, Shtein Posuk Tzedek Tzedek, Tirdoif, Leman Tichye, Viorash Disorot, Hashem Hashem Lekeoch Onesin Loch. The Netziv over here, like in many places, makes the emphasis, what's Leman Tichye? Leman Tichye, Zog the Netziv, Haroidif Achar Tzedek, Masig Simchas HaNefesh, Vahagia liyodi inyan mesubach, v'umaytzir la'er ha-tzedek. A person is a mevakesh tzedek, justice, and he'll be zoichet, to be mamid, justice properly, it will give him simchas nefesh. And that's the concept of laman tichya. V'uchayis ha-nefesh, k'mash kosavnu la'el, dalet aleph u'bechama mekoyitz. The Netziv on the pasuk v'eschano, the pasuk says, "Va'ati Yisrael Shema el Achukim el Mishpotim Asher Noichem Lamed Eschem La'asoyz." I teach the way the Netziv teaches up the pasuk Shema. You should darher, should internalize the Chukim and the Mishpotim Asher Noichem Lamed Eschem La'asoyz. That I'm teaching you the Torah to be medaktik. Shema is a lotion of the kab of to be medaktik, to be medakticative, to internalize. Melamed eschem la'asoyis, that you'll be able to be mechadesh chidush Torah and be mevarer the halacha nasias chukim un mishpotim halachas to be maven dover mitoch dover, and that will bring you to what leman tichyu. Leman tichyu. The Netziv in many places in Tanakh teaches the lashon of chiyus doesn't bedavka refer to life versus death. Sometimes it does. But lav dafke. Tichyu means, the phrase in Lashon Kodesh of Tichyu means to have alitzus, the phrase is to be misaneg, al alizus hanefesh, and the oineg that is unique to the das maskelis of a human being. That's called chiyus. The phrase in English is phrase, in Yiddish it's phrased very much, very, but even in spoken English, when we say a person, he's a lively person, what do we mean he's lively? He's not dead? What do we mean? And we say, someone's lebedik, what does it mean in lebedik? He's lively. A gelepta lebedik. In Yiddish it's very much phrased that way, but even in, it's, he's lively, what does it mean lively? He's full of life. A phrase used, and the concept says the Netziv when the Torah used that phrase, it also many times referring to this, and this was the reference over here. And the idea being, the Netziv elaborates on that pasuk in Parshas V'eschanon, he explains as follows. The chayim of a human being is a whole different madrega of chiyus than of a behem. Physically, can we compare them? Physically, there's a Ruach Chaim in a person, there's a Ruach Chaim in a behemah. What are the musogim of a tainug, of a behemah? Mundane, garnished. A cow's musogim of tainugim begin and finish with the most mundane taste buds, sensory buds, and finish. Nothing more than that. Now, there are animals which are a bit more advanced. Even in the animal kingdom, and for the sake of to bring out the moshe well, to appreciate how a human being is not 1,000 times more than a cow. It's musogim of tanugim. I'm now speaking tanugim. It's a whole different madrega. Let's compare a higher level animal, so to speak, in das than a cow. Let's say take a monkey or apes. That they have, there's a minimal structure of family. so to speak. Very minimal. No shaykhs to anything of relationships, of friendships. But there is the senior ape who's achroi on a few younger ones, and he'll get angry if food is taken away, or if the younger ape takes food first. I mean, there's a musug of a groups together. There's, okay, and there might be a certain level of sadness. If a tragedy happens and one dies, something happens, maybe not too much if one separates. No, not who knows what, of a epis. But does it... And then there's, take... a human being who is mothering a child, is the child having a mother, father, siblings, friendships, relationships. It's the tanugis of a human being are a whole different, the agmas nefesh, the tsar, the concept of an insult, or the feeling of rejection socially, or the feeling of belonging socially. These are ta'anugas of Bnei Odom. But it goes much more. And now speaking in the most mundane level, in the most mundane human level, then there's prestige, success, honor, wealth. These are all musogim of ta'anugas of Bnei Odom, which are so much different. More, yes. And also the tsar, the pain, emotional pain, etc., is also a whole different level by human beings. Okay. Take it to the much, much greater madrega without any comparison, is a Talmud Chacham, an Oved Elokim, someone who's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose whole persona is transformed in a way that was exposed to the concept of being misanig al dvar Hashem. He's misanig with a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has tanugim ruchniyim, he has a concept of muskolos, of das, hasogis, ruchniyis. It's not, everything is elevated by him, everything. And gashmiyis pales in a way, stam a sensory hanom, it's not toifis a mokim anymore. You can't give him in mundane gashmias, because it's not tevis mokim. It's not that he doesn't have the sensory buds, but he's been exposed to so much more. And when the more a person is zoicha to shmai lachukim and lamashpotim ashanoichim lamed eschem lasais leman tichyu, he is the shleimus of ta'anugas of a human being. Lepta leben, he lives a life. He appreciates life. He enjoys life. He knows what life is all about. And that's what the pasuk over here, leman tichyu. A person who doesn't care about tzedek, he's dull, he's dead. In ruchnius gives the person true Nekudas Achius of what a human being is really his musogim, where he couldn't, can and get to. And it's if, in a few places, brings specifically, it's in Chumash in Emek Dover, he has it also, but he has it in Shir Hashirim. There's a very famous pasuk in Chavakuk that he brings, and he elaborates and he explains based on this Yesod. Pasuk says, "V'tzadik be'emunosoi yichye." What does that mean? Tzadik be'emunosoi yichye. Tzadik through his emuna, he's alive. So the Netziv points out, what's the first half of the pasuk, and what's the parsha of the psuk? What's the whole parsha in Chavakuk speaking about? This is in Perek Beis in Chavakuk. The pasuk begins and says, "Hine derech reshoim upolo." The derech of reshoim is oifel ayin pei lamed hei. It is darkness. The tzaddik, tzaddik through his emunah is yichya. He lives a good, wonderful, lively life. The pasuk in Chavakuk, the whole sefer Chavakuk, it's a few prokim in Shreyosah. Sefer Chavakuk. Sefer Chavakuk is Chavakuk HaNovi was a Novi after the Churban in Bavel. For the first time of world history, the Jewish nation, after 890 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim till Churban Beis HaMikdash, until Churban Beis HaMikdash for 890 years, even when Klal Yisrael weren't doing so well in Eretz Yisrael, they still were the most chashuv nation going. So there were times when they were conquered and they lost some of their power, not conquered in Ganson, but they lost some of their powers in the times of the Shoftim. They were a nation that was most of the time was the most powerful nation in the world. And even if not the most powerful, a very powerful nation. But to a massive, the way we know Klal Yisrael today, to be nirdof, nishpal, in the worst of ways, in Golus Bavel for the first time, Klal Yisrael were the tzaddikim, the chachomim, were in Golus, and they were b'shvala madrege, and Nebuchadnezzar v'chaverov, Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of the world. He was a low life, a garnished mamish. He was a Rosha Merusha, a cruel midget who was despicable as a human being. Despicable midget. The descriptions on how he was a disgusting person. And he was the ruler of the world. He was Melech Bekipo. That means he was the ruler of the whole world. The descriptions we have in Tanakh of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Malchus is mind-boggling. He conquered the whole ancient world. He ruled the whole ancient world, despicable midget. And the tzaddikim were in Shfal HaMadrege, and Nebuchadnezzar v'chaverov were the rulers. Chavakuk couldn't stand the thought. He couldn't take the Chilul Hashem. And Chazal described to us the story that it's in the Psukim in Chavakuk Aleph. Chavakuk made a circle. He was Og Ugo. Choni Ama'age later in Bayis Sheni learned from him a tzur of tefillah. And he stood in the circle and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't take it anymore. I don't understand what's going on. He asked the Psukim over there, saying, Madua derech Rishayim Tzleicho? How is it that the Rishayim are so matzliach? Vatas odom kidgei hayom? You created humanity that it just seems just like the fish in the sea, that the bigger ones devour the smaller ones. Where's your Ashgocha Pratis? How is it so hidden? He wasn't doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashgocha Pratis, but he was questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoge. How do you hide yourself in such a hidden way? How are the tzaddikim suffering the way they're suffering? How are these despicable, evil people, people who train themselves to eat the raw meat out of ripping alive arnevis? I mean, that's even the smaller descriptions of the despicable actions of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a noyef, a manuvel, a shegit, a disgusting, nishtim shabbos geret, an impossible person. And he was bekvoyde shalom, and it's tzaddikim, gemurim, the neviim, the chachamim, who saw gedush shchin and bayis rishon. They were suffering immensely, seemingly. And Chavakuk couldn't take it. The first perek in Chavakuk is matris dvorim klepei malo. He's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you do this? And he made the ugo, and he's screaming and davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. I'm not budging from the circle till I get an answer. Comes perek beis, if you take a look, you open Chavakuk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, Chavakuk, I'm going to answer you. And you're going to record this. And you're going to write this down, because it's going to become day. There's going to be coming days. There's going to be a 2020 circle, and Avraham Mazim is going to be sitting in a shir room off in Yerushalayim speaking to his Talmidim about this. That it, there's seemingly this will happen again. There's going to be a Holocaust. There'll be Germans. It's going to all be over. This story is not finishing now. There'll be these stories again in Jewish history. Leman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. Record the answer that I'm giving you. Now, there's Perek Beis, if not mistaken, Gimel, there's maybe also Dalit, check it up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him, answering him. But this is the first pasuk, the line of the answer. Hine derech reshoim upolo v'tzadik be'munosoy yichye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Chavakuk, your perspective, first of all, it has to change in Gamsna. What do you think? Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveirov? Are they enjoying life? They're having a good time? Well, of course! They're riding on the horses, and they're killing and murdering and doing every called the Dover Nevala. They're enjoying life. They're having a good time in life. Derech Roshoyim Upala. It's a darkened, horrific life that they're living. They're not enjoying Kiyuzeh life. Chazal tell us about Nebuchadnezzar. He was obsessed. He was a midget. And in his mind, everyone was making fun of him. He viewed himself as a garnished. His self-esteem was in Dreherein. It was a nothing. He was obsessed with, in his mind, everyone was laughing at him. He had to be the cruel Rosh Marusha that he was to prove to himself that he's worth something when he was worth nothing. He didn't have an enjoyment in life. Derech Hashem Upolo. As the Lashon of the Netzivim Shiashim, he has a phrase over there, V'chein Derech Komor De Ho'or. All of the rebellious ones against the light, they all suffer life that way. They don't enjoy life. So he's telling him, don't look at things in a superficial way. V'tzadik be'emunosa yichya. Yes, you see tzadikim suffering. You see tzadikim, it's not going well for them. But it's not as bad as it seems. Do you know why they're suffering from what? That they don't have the Shiras HaLevim, that they're not in Migdosh, that they don't hear the Levim b'shirom or b'zimrom, and they don't see the Kayhanim b'avidosom. But are they suffering on the level that you think they are? With their emuna, their yichya. They realize that everything that happens is from me. They realize that I never left them, that I never forsake them, that I'm still connected to them. There's the deep down, as bad as it seems, they're living a life of emuna. A tzaddik, through his emuna, he yichya. He lives a good life. He enjoys life. He appreciates life. That's the first nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chavakuk, it's not as bad as it seems to you. Look at things from a deeper and different perspective. And that's the first answer. And a person has to internalize this yisod. All of us have to internalize this nekuda. What is the nekuda where a person is zoiche to true simchas achaim, to true alizus hanefesh, to come to his shleimus, to be the spitz of success, the spitz human being, is his dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dveikus in his Torah, and dveikus in Avodas Hamidus. The pasuk says in Mishnah, when a person changes his midah, he works on himself, he changes himself, he's the happiest person. He's zoiche to shalvas hanefesh. Any Ben Torah has worked on himself to achieve a midah and to be kind as Ruchnius can tell you what the feeling of Hasoga is. All of you know. Everyone according to his inyonim knows in places where he withstood a challenge. The Alisus HaNefesh and the Dveikus and the Shleimus that he feels from it. Does leman tichya, and that's what the pasuk in last week's parish is. Sachaim v'samovus nasati l'fanecho b'char to b'chaim. Of course, it's referring to chaim and movus over there. Literally true. Also, chaim v'movus means taka death, and means chaim. It means simple life also, but it also has a much deeper meaning. Rishoyim b'chayeyem kruyim meisim. They're dead. They're dull. It's nothing. It's one big fight. It's one big race of not getting anything. A Rosh who doesn't have a purpose of Ruchnius. He's not living for a higher purpose, at least also. He's dead. There's nothing. It's to get more Gashmius, to get into another fight, to get into another relationship issue. One big mad race of Agmas Nefesh, one after the other. Some chitzoni is, it could look Nebuchadnezzar, dick. Like Nusach Nebuchadnezzar, looks all good. But the obsession within a person's self, what's true alitus ha-nefesh, what's true human, what's the shleimus ha-anushi, what the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humanity with, These are musogim that Rosh is not shayach to. He's dead. There's another pasuk. And Shalom Omar Hashem L'Rishoyim. Chazal tells on that pasuk, Komatonis Shiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Rishoyim Boilam Hazeh Lo'inos Alem HaShalom. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays the Roshim off in this world, as the pasuk says, Meshalim, the pasuk says, after the Yigim Amidis, in Parashas Kisisa, Meshalim, El Soinov, El Ponov, La'avid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives El Soinov, those who hate him, those who are Misrachik from Kedusha, B'mezid U'bezodo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, in this world, La'avidom, in order to, that they should be lost, and O'ilam Aruchni, for the Nitzchias, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never pays them with Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives the Rosh, and the Gemara tells us why Nebuchadnezzar was Zoiche. The Schar for the Arba Psius, when he was a soldier in Sancheiru's army, Ogansa Maise, he did a Maise of, he took four steps, L'chovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Zoiche because of that to the Malchus, but he wasn't Zoiche to Sholem. Sholem is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to a person. L'mot HaKadosh Baruch Hu klimach zik bracha elo HaSholem. And that's something that Shabbat doesn't give Rishoyim. Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. Hashem yivorech es amoy basholay. That's the matron that Shabbat gives to his nation. He gives together with the Torah, which is Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. Zazoy chazayna, good Shabbos.